Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
Good Thursday morning. We are just a few days away from the primary election, and we'll get into some points about that in just a moment. But first, I want to lead this morning with a Paducah woman was arrested here in Crittenden County on Monday. 42-year-old April McKenzie. She lives on Park Avenue down in Paducah, and apparently she is believed to be a large volume methamphetamine dealer. And apparently West Kentucky law enforcement officers from really all around the region had been tracking her movements on Monday. And turns out, I guess they found an opportune time to pull her over here around Marion, and State Trooper T.J. Williams conducted that traffic stop, but then they brought in the McCracken County Sheriff's Office K-9 unit and eventually took this woman into custody, and she has been charged with having 2 pounds of crystal methamphetamine concealed in the engine compartment of her vehicle. She also is facing some other charges, including possession of drug paraphernalia and excessive window tint. Now, as I mentioned, primary election just around the corner on Tuesday. Polls will be open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Of course, right now is early voting. Today is when it starts. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday. You can go by the Crittenden County Clerk's office any day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week, May 14th through 16th, and vote. There's no excuse. Just go vote. It's early voting. Great opportunity if you can't go by the polls on Tuesday. A lot of people like to go to the polls on Election Day. It seems a little bit more formal. You get to see a lot of your friends and neighbors, the poll workers. I always spend a little time there actually just, you know, fellowshipping with some people maybe I don't see every day or every week for that matter. Again, Election Day, there are voting places at Repton Baptist Church, Deer Creek Baptist Church, Mexico Baptist Church, and Shady Grove Fire Department. And then the countywide voting center is here in Marion at the Crittenden County Office Complex. And anyone, no matter what precinct or district you are in, may go by there and cast your vote on Election Day. All city residents must vote at the county complex. Now, that bears repeating, if you live in the city limits of Marion, don't go out to Shady Grove to vote, although that might be in your district. Or, you know, you might live on the south side of Marion and be in the Mexico Baptist district. Don't go down there and vote. If you live in the city, vote at the county office complex. Now, some things to know when you show up at the polls. Have your ID ready. Driver's licenses are the most efficient method to scan. Election officers will verify your identity, and you will be issued a paper ballot. Voters may also use a digital ballot-making device, which prints a paper ballot to be scanned if needed. You will mark your ballot and cast your vote and get one of those little stickers that you put on your lapel or on your shirt or wherever to say, I voted. And It is not only a gift to be able to vote, but to me, it's a responsibility. And I think we all need to have our say here at the ballot box and not go on to social media and constantly complain. So there, it's official. You know exactly how I feel about that. So also coming up this week, weekend, I should say, the Old Kentucky Hayride is going to be at Crittenden County Middle School, the what we call the Old Gym. And there are some country music royalty that's going to show up there. David Frizzell, I remember all the songs that he sang back in the day. You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma is one of his most famous. And then Tess Frizzell will be there, and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin. Just some big names. Cutter and Cash always put together a great show, and it's $5. You can't beat it. Doors will open, I think it's 6. The concert begins at 7. Food will be available there, and you can just buy your ticket at the door if there are any left. So you might want to get them in advance. You can give Cutter Singleton a shout. Of course, Cutter is the lead man with Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass. And his number, 270-704-2591.
Hi, this is Bart Frazier. It is my honor and privilege to serve as your Crittenden County Attorney. As primary election day approaches on May 19th, I want to ask you for your vote for another term and share with you what we have achieved during these past 4 years. I have secured grants to organize our county's laws to have them accessible and transparent. And as a prosecutor, I have implemented a marijuana education program to assist in fighting drugs. I am tough on property crimes and always seek restitution for the victim when it is appropriate. My office, Vicki Carlson, Kobe Evans, and Sarah Gordon, is a team. We work together for you. The partnerships we have with our city, county, and state law enforcement, along with the Commonwealth's attorney, is strong. In closing, Crittenden County is my home. It is where I raised my family, had a private law career for over 25 years, and am now privileged to serve as county attorney. It is the highest honor to serve my home, and I feel my batteries are fully charged for another term. So please, on May 19th, vote Bart Frazier for county attorney.
Paid for by the Frazier for County Attorney campaign, Carolyn Byford, Treasurer.
On May 19th, vote to re-elect Athena Hayes for Crittenden County Jailer. Since taking office in 2022, Hayes has provided proven leadership through rising costs and changing demands while keeping jail operations efficient and professional. With nearly 13 years' experience managing state and federal inmates, Athena Hayes has the experience to keep moving Crittenden County forward. Re-elect Athena Hayes, Crittenden County Jailer, on May 19th. Paid for by the campaign fund of Athena Hayes.
Well, of course, your Crittenden Press will be out today. I actually have one fresh off the old press this morning, and just kind of thumbing through it. I'll give you some tidbits that you'll want to grab the newspaper and get the full story, so to speak. As Paul Harvey said, the rest of the story. We have a second article in a two-part series about our regional economy. And this one's kind of a two-prong article because we have an interesting piece on the Riverport down at Eddyville, and then the new dam project there at the Kentucky Dam where they're building a new lock. We have two huge stories on this, a lot of detail, you know, answer all your questions. You know, what goes in and out of the Riverport? Well, I can tell you a whole lot of things that are popping up all around you here in Marion and Crittenden County will be going through that Riverport in just a few months. A lot of stuff that's going on the ground here in Crittenden County right now has come through that Riverport down in Eddyville. It's a hustling and bustling place. It's right off the interstate. You can see it from the interstate, actually. And if you'll read this article from now on, you'll know what goes on down there when you pass by. And then we went down to the Kentucky Dam project where they are building a huge new lock. And Our reporter, Elena Barnes, who works here in the office, went down and took the tour with some Livingston County and Lyon County officials late last week and has some great photographs and some insight into why they're adding this new larger dock down there and how much it costs, how long it takes to, and how long it even takes to take apart a barge system and move it through there when they have to untie all these barges, you know, when they have multiple ones tied together as they come down the river. But very interesting articles in this week's Crittenden Press. Also, as I thumb through here, you know, we have the honor roll. The Crittenden County Elementary School Honor Roll is printed in this week's paper. And we mentioned Cutter Singleton earlier. Well, he is now, he now has a new job, basically, where he's wearing a new hat. You heard about it here the other day on our podcast, if you listened to it. If not, you can grab the Crittenden Press and be fully informed. But he has a role at Hurricane Camp. And it's a pretty big role, so grab your paper and read all about that. Cumberland River Homes will be having a 5K fun run and walk on Saturday, May 23rd, out at Marion Crittenden County Park. All the details are in the press. We have some profiles on candidates. The county attorney's candidate, where Chad Nelson is challenging Bart Frazier for Crittenden County Attorney, and then the Caldwell County District 1 Magistrates race, where B.J. Harper and Casey Baker will square off in that race, and that magisterial seat has long been held by Elbert Bennett, but he's chosen not to run again. You can read all about those two folks who are running for that. And then you know, have a little information on Caldwell County state countywide races, because you know, we sell a lot of newspapers down in Caldwell County. A lot of information about who you know, who's running for office in the area, Crittenden County, Livingston County, Caldwell County. You can get all that information in this week's Crittenden Press. And also something here on page 12, many of you may remember the tragic death of a young woman who lived in Crittenden County and went to school over in Lyon County. Her name was Andrea LaFan, and it's been about 20 years ago. She died in an automobile accident down south of Dykesburg on the way. I think she was on her way to work over in Lyon County. And just a tragic two-vehicle crash that took the life of this vibrant young woman. And now the bridge that has just been replaced on Kentucky 295 there between Dykesburg and Edville will be named in her honor. And there will be a dedication service on Friday, and that will be at 11:30 p.m. And it's open to the public if you would like to go down to that. And thumbing through the paper here, Brenda Underdown has just a great article this week on a gentleman from here, Buster Shaver. He was a Hollywood star and was also the Lucky Strike cigarette man in commercials and some of the most prominent magazines of the time. And Brenda Underdown has a great article about that. In local sports, spring sports are winding down, softball and baseball. This is their final week of regular season. Now the Lady Rockets are 18-10 on the season, and they will finish up at Madisonville tonight and then down at Christian County for a game Saturday. And your baseball team is right now 12-16 on the season, and the baseball Rockets will be at Callaway County today. And that will wind up their season, and both will get ready for the district tournament, which will begin down at Cadiz, Trigg County's sports complex there on Monday. And it looks like the Lady Rockets are going to be playing Trigg County, the host, and that will be, as of right now, I'm pretty sure, at least tentatively, that's the early game at 5:30 p.m. And then the second game would be Lyon County taking on Livingston Central in the softball tournament. And then over in the baseball tournament, it looks like Lyon County will play Livingston in the opening game at 5:30, and then Crittenden County and Trigg County in the nightcap for the opening round. And both teams that win on Monday will turn around and play on Tuesday for the district championship. However, both teams that win on Monday will qualify to play in the regional championship. And that's going to be, for softball, will be at Lyon County, and for baseball, I believe, is at Hopkinsville at University Heights. We're going to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back and wrap up the program.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Well, something you'll want to be aware of, particularly if you have younger children, is that the youth football camp and the youth basketball camp is coming up pretty soon. The basketball camp, this is the Crittenden County Rocket Youth Boys Basketball Camp. It will be June 1st through 3rd at Rocket Arena. And boys entering grades 1 through 6 will be able to participate. The camp will be broken into sessions. Boys entering grades 1 through 4 will run from 9:30 a.m. until noon each day of the camp. And then sessions for grades 5 through 6 will be from 12:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Cost is $35 per camper, and you'll get a t-shirt and a basketball. Camp will be focused on fundamental drills, and it will be headed up by the Rocket basketball coaching staff as well as players. Now, you need to get that registration in by May 22nd. That's the deadline. For more information, give Coach Kenny Jackson a call. I'm going to give you his number. Get ready right here. You can back up and, I guess, rewind it and listen again. 270-210-0132. Now, the Rocket football camp will be a little later in June. It'll be June 15th through 17th. That too will be there at Rocket Arena and out back on the football facility. The camp is open to ages 5 through 15 and will run daily from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And the players will be fed inside of the cafeteria following each day's camp. Cost is $30 with a $10 discount available for families registering more than one child. And of course, that too, that camp as well is operated by the Rocket football coaching staff, some alumni, and players as well. So you can register for that camp beginning at 8:20 a.m. on the first day of camp. All right, that's going to wrap things up for us this morning. I hope you have a good rest of the week and weekend. And don't forget, on Tuesday, it's Election Day. Polls are open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.